Free Noise. Yeah, I want to give a big shout out to all those, man. We had a successful live. All the support, all the views, all the viewers, the audience. We appreciate all the guests that came on, you know, from the babies, the little tykes, to the older folks. Yes. We appreciate y'all. Yeah, yeah.
I know we in the mix. Y'all on this journey with us.
Yeah, you know, we appreciate it. But I just want to start off by saying this episode right here, this joint right here, is going to be very intricate, very detailed, very specific. And I'll start off by saying this. If you hit a man in time, his wounds will heal. If you steal from a man, you can take back what you steal. And always remember to cross in the green, never in between. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish, knick-knack, paddywhack, get a dog a bone. 2000 party. Oops, out of time. My bacon's smelling fine.
That's some deep stuff.
Yeah, thank you.
Some deep stuff, bro.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
That motivated me, man. And I know y'all felt that.
That type of stuff keeps me up at night.
If y'all know where that's from, drop it in the comments. Y'all don't know nothing about that.
Yeah.
Today's topic. Excuse me. Dang, I didn't do a mic check. Yo. Mine's coming in low. Yo.
Your mic now? Is it plugged? Your mic not plugged in. Now keep this. Y'all can hear me, right? You think you had a wireless mic? Nah, keep that check in.
It be y'all closest ones that do that Sabbath. Listen.
Hold on, I got you. Oh, it was that.
Nah, I got you. Somebody you thought I had a wireless mic. Man, this don't even fit no more. Somebody switched the mic.
Yo. Ooh, that was loud. Y'all got me.
Ooh. Go now.
The closest ones to you, I want y'all to think of who they are. Watch them. It'd be the closest ones to you that sabotage you. See how that started, right?
I did not know that,
bro. My cord was out. He had me thinking I had my cord
bro,
and it was gone.
You were so confident and comfortable. I thought it was in. Then, like, you know.
That's what make it worse.
No, but then you try to be cool, like, oh, something. You knew that. You noticed it was
in. I said, oh, I didn't do a mic check. Because something was, I didn't see the thing jumping in my periphery.
You didn't do a mic check? Oh, by the way, y'all hear that? That ain't gunshots.
Yes, it is. Fortunately. Detroit. We live in Detroit, man.
Fortunately, it ain't gunshots. They doing like fireworks, bro.
I'm mad, bro. I don't even want to talk no more. I don't even want to do this episode no more, bro. I'm mad. Like,
you good.
What was that?
Why was it plugged out? What was even the point?
Exactly.
Who
sabotage.
Did that?
It was you.
Who did
sabotage.
That?
He sabotaged
somebody doing a live, unplug that, bro.
Anyways, today's topic. Today's topic is something to truly consider. You heard of it before. Core values. What are yours? What are your core values? Here, let's see what, dang, we don't say Google anymore or the dictionary. We say AI now. Let's see what AI has to say what core
really?
Values are.
Dang, I still use Google. I still use dictionary.
I use Google, but when I type in something in Google, AI answers.
Yeah.
I don't know if yours is like that.
No, your phone better.
But I know what core values are, but I want the definition straight from the source. All right.
Do you need me to read it or you got it?
Oh, you got it.
Oh, this is from a Google search.
I like AI, though. AI.
No, go ahead
here.
And do it.
I like how they be saying it. All right, core values. Surely you can edit that. You'd be like, they're raw as possible. You don't want to do no work. All right, core values. Core values are fun. I'm sorry. They are fundamental beliefs that guide decision-making and behavior for individuals or organizations. In this case, we'll be talking mostly about individuals. Here are some things. They represent what's truly important and shape how people interact with the world and each other. And examples include, of core values, include honesty, integrity, respect, reliability, and commitment. So let me go back to the definition. Core values are fundamental beliefs that guide decision-making and behavior for individuals. I'm going to just stick with individuals. Why is that so important? Why is the consideration of your personal core values important? And then, probably more important, why are they important when it comes to your relationships? Now, not just dating. Of course, that's like one of the most top relationships. The dating is more probably one of the more top things to consider your core values, but your relationships in general, whether it's a father and a son, a mother and a daughter, or whether it's a brother or sister, a best friend, whatever the case may be, if you have an interaction with another human, it is very important to consider what are you guys' core values. It has a lot to do with the success of the relationship. And so that's the topic of the day. That's something that gets looked over, especially on the dating scene. People, the thing is, on the scene of dating, people put their best foot forward and they go out a few times, and whoever that person you're dating is, you see everything good about them. But then after some time, those core values, or what the core values of that person is, start to come out, because that's something that's embedded in them. And so no matter how charming they was when you first met them, not saying it got to be for the worse, you may find out some great core values from them. But no matter how charming they was at first, you're going to soon see the reality for male and female. And it's the same with your friendships. So me and E was having a conversation, and you tell us what you think in the comments or whatever. Hit us up and tell us what you think. How important are core values in relationships? And is it something that you think should be discussed in the beginning of the relationship?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, what would you say, bro, as far as core values? Is it something that you think is something that should be considered?
Yes, absolutely. So when I look up a definition for core values, the Google definition, it says personal ethics or ideals that guide you when making decisions, building relationships, and solving problems. The biggest thing I noticed from that definition, it says personal ethics or ideals that guide you. With these values, it's very interesting because it's easy for us to look at another person's actions, but it is imperative that we learn to really look in the inside, i.e. core, and see what values that we hold that control our actions, that guide us to our actions. And it says, when making decisions, building relationships, and solving problems. Yeah. That's all within a relationship. That's all within a relationship. So I think it's very important. I think that's extremely important, especially when you get with someone, when you're dating and you're courting someone. It's important to know what they like. It is important to know hobbies and, you know, their lifestyle, but the core values is what matter. Those inner thoughts, those inner ethics, those inner principles, what do they stand on? I was thinking about that earlier too today. Certain people who don't, they say certain people who don't stand for nothing fall for anything. Yeah, that's true. But another thing, a person who don't stand on anything, you're just laying in nothing. You're just laying there. Because when someone, and don't get me wrong, sometimes we fail at our own values. We fail. But to fall from something means you were once standing.
Mm. Exactly.
So it's like,
wow,
that's what's important, to have a standing on things. It grounds you. Because when you stand on something, you're not easily swayed to ideals that really harm you. And you are able to build yourself up as well as those around you. Mm. I really feel like that's very important with core values. I'm sure we heard a lot of this in school too, right? Like
right.
Core values and stuff like that, which is a lot of, well, to me, I was looking at it surface level. Oh, you gotta be good and respectful. Yeah. But those things should be inside, not external. They should be things you want from the inside. Like, I should want to respect somebody from the inside.
Yeah. But see, core.
Core.
When you hear that word core.
Yeah.
It's like the deepest inner of something, right? The core of something is the deepest within. And so that's why it's, you could just be saying values. What are somebody's values? It's what's important to them.
Yeah.
But when you say core values,
that's the inner person.
It's something that's
the soul.
It's something that's embedded in a person.
Your personality. Yeah.
So, for an example, if a core value of someone is honesty to you, if your core value is honesty and you meet someone and you consider them as a potential mate, and their core value, and it could be many of these things in your core values, and their core values does not contain honesty, you are going to, 9 times out of 10, whether it's sooner in a relationship or later, start to have a clash there.
Yeah.
So that's why I do believe it is important to consider core values in relationship. But you have, it's, core values is something you can talk about, but you only can talk about them, but the actions is what really show what your core values are. Because a person can say, hey, I value honesty. But then later on, their actions don't show the same.
And honestly, a lot of people be surprised because they never paid attention to a person's core values.
Yeah.
How did she do this to me? Why did she do this to me? How could he do this to me? Okay, did you pay attention to any of the actions he's done? And not just think about the action, but think about what led you to this. What values do you stand on? That's when you can really get a better perception of who you're dealing with.
Yeah, that's deep. Core values is something to really consider. But just on a personal level, before even considering someone else's core values, sometimes I even had to do this recently. Like when I stumbled over this topic, I had to really do a self-reflection. Like, what are my core values?
Yeah,
that's not something I had to answer to right off the bat. I know it's important to me, but core values is more deeper than saying what's important to you. Core values is why you do the things you do, why you make the decisions you make. Too many times I've made decisions that after I made them, I'm like, why did I do that? This is not what I really wanted to do. And so it's something that's embedded, and sometimes you got to make some changes. You got to do the work to make some changes in yourself. So it is important to consider what your core values are in yourself first. You can easily be asking somebody, like, what are your core values? Do you value respect, honesty? If we're going to do this, I need you to. That's cool. But you got to look at yourself and your actions. Look at yourself, your actions, and some of the decision-making you have done. Look at some of the mates you had in the past. A lot of people kind of attracted to the same person in the past. They, you know, a lot of women, like, I attract the same type of person. Look at your core values. What are your core values in reality? And then you stand on that. Yep. Especially when it comes to relationships, your core values start, certain things like boundaries start to come into play and things like that. Stand on what your core values are, but make the core values be something that is uplifting to society, yourself and society.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your core value can't just be like, I value feeling good.
Yeah.
Because,
I mean,
that can go a whole nother route.
Flip it like the words. It says itself, core values.
Yeah.
So what do you value in your inner core of your person? So this is what I value. When you value something, you view it as highly prized, highly important, and sacred to a point. So, for example, is one right here that I can that I value is empathy. So for me, that's a core value I have. Like, I am quick to put myself in someone's shoes, and I go from there.
Yeah.
Before I get to point the finger, I have to put myself in your shoes first. Yeah. Even if it's weird, like, that's weird. Put myself in your shoes first. Like, and that's the thing about core values. They lead you to your actions. So if and core values, it don't always have to be things that are positive. It could be like some people, anger, violence is a that's a core value to them. Or another word I want to say is division. Some people like division. Like, you know, they get a kick off that.
Yeah.
You know, how can we separate this or be like this? They just get a kick off that.
Yeah, like we talked about in the other episode, hate.
Yeah. Hate,
Hating is their core value. But so it don't have to always be positive.
Another thing is creativity, too. That's another one of my core values. Yeah. Not to make it about me, but
Like,
I love being creative. I'm into arts of all forms. I'm like always thinking about creative things and creative ways. Like, I think I'm a bit of an artist at heart. I just, I'm always thinking left field, you know, when it comes to things.
That's something we wanted to touch on this topic because in our, you know, I don't want to just say in our culture, but in our culture and in general, period, core values is something that we kind of don't consider when building relationships, not just once again dating scene, but when you building a friendship, a parent and a child, or a child and a parent. Sometimes the parent is not really paying attention to what's important to their child, or the child not paying attention to what's important to the parent, or whatever. In relationships, human to human interactions, it is very imperative that we start to consider what our core values are so that we know the proper boundaries to set for ourselves and all that, but also what the person that we're developing a relationship with core values are.
Yeah.
Out of respect.
Yeah.
You got to see what's important to them. And it really is extremely important in building on a dating scene. If you consider a marriage, if you are married, I don't care how long you've been married. Consider, it's not too late to consider what your mate's core values are and then try to get aligned with that.
Yep.
It's best to try to get aligned, get the same goals going, because then you can have a smooth ride. When you don't have the same core values or your core values clash, it's going to be a rocky road.
Yeah. And another thing, too, even for yourself personally, is your own relationship with yourself. If things don't ever seem to work out for you, on a personal tip, reevaluate your core values. See, like, man, what leads me? What's inside? You have to look inside and say, okay, what motivates me? What do I value? And whatever I value, is it leading me to a positive result? Is it leading me to a happy result? Is it leading me to a wholesome result? You know, that's something to really consider, too. Like, you know. Man, side note, I ate this banana pudding. My stomach hurt, dog.
You ate some banana. Who made it?
That I can't say who matters. Made it. No, I can't
well, don't say who
I won't
made
say
it.
Who made it.
Was they,
I appreciate it, but my stomach
what was their
hurt.
Ethnicity? No, don't answer that.
Ethnicity is that's, that is. Their nationality, they're American.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're American.
That's
they're from
cool.
America.
good answer.
But I know a woman banana that pudding. Whose core values, not the banana pudding, but a woman who core values, one of those is definitely happiness because she strives to be happy. And I don't, not in a selfish, carnal type way. She does it in a wholesome way, in a peaceful way. So I really appreciate things like that.
Who you talking about, y'all? I don't know who you talking about. But no,
mind your business.
No, I'm gonna mind my business. But this banana pudding, you be all right. We had I seen you eat a lot of crazy stuff in our childhood.
Explain. Go ahead. Go explain. Go ahead.
No, it was. It was just one of them things where like we. I just started thinking about like, dog, we used to eat some crazy stuff.
What I eat? Go ahead.
It's struggle things.
Oh yeah, struggle. So food.
A lot of people won't relate to this. Like I would back in the day. Like I just go to the refrigerator, just eat a piece of cheese.
Struggle.
Like,
food.
Just eat a cheese.
When you
just
were struggling,
out the rapper, just
in
eat
the hood.
Cheese.
Yes, you just take a Kraft single and just eat it. Or like the cheese Kraft that, single. You know, because we was broke, so we couldn't get Kraft singles. So we had that nasty processed cheese that didn't
melt. It was
one
of them cheeses.
Oh.
You had to chew it out.
Or like sugar bread, sugar sandwiches.
Sugar sandwiches, yeah. Sugar water.
Sugar water.
Sugar water. That sounds gross. I know it sounds, but that we did it.
We did it.
We didn't have no Kool-Aid left, so I just threw the sugar in the water. It was sugar water.
Or like you would take the bologna, the bologna, and you would just take, wash it off. You just take it out and it got the red strip. You just yank it off. You just and you used to fold it like a taco.
The red strips everywhere. I just ate the bologna. The bologna. Just ate that joke.
That's that struggle. Cold. Struggle. Yes,
hey, y'all gonna judge me off this. But like a hot dog, like some people don't even eat them cooked, but you ever ate just a raw hot dog out the pack?
I did one time.
Yeah, when I was a kid, we used to do some crazy stuff.
It's the struggle, man. When you went through it, bro, there's a lot of people, they be all bougie. I'm like, you never had to eat like a sugar sandwich or like,
you never had to
deal with that. Or you never had like major old candy with the sugar. You put it in a sandwich bag and mix it with the Kool-Aid and make your own pixie dust.
Yeah, lick it out your head. Lick it, dust.
Yeah. Walk around
you
with red mouth.
Pixie dust.
Man, you ain't had to go through that. You didn't. You did not.
That's
the
struggle. I said that to say, like, you be all right, man. Banana pudding, you be all right. You had some other things before your life. What? And I said all that to say, hey, core values. So, look, man, it's free noise, man.
It's free noise. It's free noise, man.
Core values. Consider what the core values are. Really do that reflection for me, please. And then, if you got a relationship you building on, one you working on, if it's one you're struggling with, if it's somebody you had a relationship with and y'all struggling with something, start there. Start considering what the core values are so you can understand them better.
Yeah.
We could have got more deeper in this.
We could, yeah.
It's a whole thing about perspective and everything. Yeah, we gonna touch on that next time with perspective, forgiveness, and things like that, understanding. But right now, core values.
Core values. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we appreciate y'all, man. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Please do.
Shout us out. Please engage with us, you know what I'm saying? Save the drama for the Dalai Lama. We ain't got time for all that.
Yeah, no, the haters be all right. Like, I like when they be doing that. Do your thing. Give us an extra comment. Keep the hate going.
Yeah, a lot of y'all be hating, you know what I'm saying? But
the haters kind of being more supportive than the lovers. Like, the lovers ain't really saying nothing, but the haters be over there.
Yeah.
Come on now.
So, haters, look, wipe the, the haters, before you type a comment, just try to leave a like after you wipe the Dorito chips from your shirt. Try to leave a like.
The Dorito chips.
Yeah, like the crunched
up. The piece of roll crumbs.
You know,
once I'm out of here, y'all.
Yeah, yeah. Are we out? Okay.
Oh, my bad. If he has something else, you know, when I'm done with y'all, I'm done with y'all, man.
I was on the show, you know what I'm saying? All right, love y'all, man. Peace, we out.
Free noise. We love y'all.